Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Angel Manghul. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ken Holtzman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Tidrow. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon takes first base on ball four. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Hegan throws the ball into Bando, who tags Johnson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Leon goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields the ball and throws to second. Duffy drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Duffy. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey takes first base on ball 4. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fossey moves to third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Fossey scores. Foster moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foster tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalo Marquez pinch hits for Ken Holtzman. Gonzalo Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green moves to second. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-1 in the game. Manghul hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Horland now pitching. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fossey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Epstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Epstein moves to third. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nettles strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0-for-1 in the game. Tidrow is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kubiak moves to second. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-2 in the game. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Kubiak moves to third. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kubiak tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Epstein hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bando strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing left field. Del Unser now playing right field. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss pinch hits for Dave Hamilton. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Unser. Voss reaches second base with a double. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-3 in the game. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Voss now playing center field. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Tidrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tidrow is 0-for-2 in the game. Tidrow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 3 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chambliss for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Mincher pinch hits for Dick Green. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Voss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.